Proclamation number 5301, dated the January 22nd, 1952. Free will is fundamental eternal law. Attaining beatitude. I cannot redeem people's guilt against their will. I cannot make them blissfully happy as long as they are imperfect of their own volition. I cannot grant them eternal life as long as they prefer spiritual death. I can do everything apart from enslaving the will of that which I created out of my strength of love. For I created perfect beings which are inconceivable without free will. However, the fact that they gave up their perfection, that they therefore also lost their realization and strength, was the result of their free will, which could just as well have increased the perfection insofar as that my created being could have striven freely of its own accord for light and strength, thus demonstrating its perfection lawfully, i.e., of its own free will. Freedom of will allows for moving upwards as well as downwards. Hence, the fact that the spiritual being fell was its own fault. Now it must voluntarily strive upwards again in order to attain the original state, and I can never take this free will away from the being again, otherwise I would offend against myself, against the fundamental law of eternity. Do you now understand why I cannot arbitrarily help you humans to ascend? Why you must achieve the transformation from the abyss into higher spheres yourselves? Do you now understand why I can only ever influence your thinking so that you direct your will towards me and thus consciously strive to reach me? Do you understand why my love is constantly concerned that you, who had already spent an infinitely long time before you were allowed to embody yourselves on Earth, will finally reach your goal? You are truly granted an extensive period of time in order to achieve this change of will and nature, yet one day even the longest space of time comes to an end, and you are facing this end. I cannot arbitrarily shape you such that you can enter eternal life. You must lend a hand yourselves, for it is always my will to accept you into my kingdom. My will would never reject your will if it desires to reach me, just as it once turned away from me and pulled you into the abyss. Worlds will vanish before the last spiritual being has accomplished this transformation of will. Nevertheless, my love wants to help you humans so that you will not remain distant from me for eternities to come, so that you will not remain for eternities in a material form, which either keeps your will bound or, as a human being, gives you the final opportunity to reach your goal of uniting yourselves with me again. You should know that you, as a human being, are at the last stage of your development on Earth, that you can release yourselves from the material shell in order to then enter eternity as a blissful spiritual being. Know that you can become blessed if you want it, but that I cannot help you attain beatitude against your will. Let yourselves be admonished and warned by my fatherly love. Take advantage of this short time and shape yourselves such that you can unite with me, that you become what you were in the beginning, blissful beings who were able to be work in an abundance of light and strength. Consider your purpose and seriously strive to reach your goal as long as you live on Earth, for the day will come which concludes your earthly course of life. The day will come when the time has expired which you were granted for your complete redemption, for your ascent into the kingdom of light. Use the time before it is too late. Amen.